This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web to music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Shane Smith, and she has a brand new book called Blood Runner. Shane, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and everything's going great, honestly. My Apple Watch just told me I hit my move goal, so everything's going even better.
Well, that's great. You know, exercise is always key.
I know. I'm sitting here, I'm just sitting in a chair, and it's like, hey, you reached your move goal. I'm like, really?
It's the jitters, but don't worry. You're all good here. Welcome to the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, thanks so much for coming on about your book. It is such an awesome thriller. Tell us all about Blood Runner.
So I like to call Blood Runner kind of like a sci-fi thriller. That's pretty much like the easy way to go about it, because it's more like, you know, sci-fi, dystopian, lit RPG thriller. It's a smorgasbord goulash of genres. But pretty much when people ask me, I'm like, it's a sci-fi thriller. And it is, I'm not even going to lie, full transparency, I'm a 30-year-old woman with two kids. I played Fortnite, the video game, for the first time ever with my daughter like a couple months ago, and I was like, this is the perfect story of like 100 people. It's a big game and only one can survive and win. And that night I was drafting Blood Runner, and it just I kind of like, I tell people, like, I blacked out and just started writing. And for like 6 months straight, I just wrote. And it's about a man named Chess Harlow, who his dad had died in a Blood Runner incident. And Blood Running is pretty much like this contest where either 150 or 50 or 100 or however many people like go into these temporal spaces, which is like this like magic space that you can't die in. Mm-hmm. And they duke it out to the death. Only one can win. And their chess is constantly fighting in the Los Angeles Blood Runner space. And he's content on doing this over and over and over and over until like he passes away, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't have a dad. He's spent all of his money and resources on blood running because it's like $1,500 a ticket. So he had this inheritance, but he spent it all on blood running because it's the only thing that like kept him going. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden his ex-boyfriend comes out of nowhere and is like, guess what, I know exactly what happened to your dad, but we got to do a blood runner competition for it. Like, I can't give you any answers because I don't have all the answers to myself. I just know what happened to your dad, but we got to go through the World Royale in order to get the full answers. And so it's them going through the World Royale and trying to find exactly who knows all the answers to exactly why his dad died, because it was like a whole, that was like the whole reason he just started blood running in the first place and just didn't stop, is because of the grief. And so if he could get those answers, that would really clear up a lot of stuff. But he's got a bit of a feud going on with his ex-boyfriend Damon, and they don't see eye to eye. So it's kind of like, I'm sure you've heard books where it's like enemies to lovers. This is lovers to enemies. Like, they just don't like each other at all. And it's, I've written it in a way where it's like, Chess is probably my favorite character I've ever written so far, because he's like, am I allowed to curse on this show?
Of course. Yeah, go ahead.
He's the biggest asshole. He's the biggest asshole I've ever written. And I've written a lot of assholes, and he's my favorite that I've ever written. It's just, he never stops. Nothing's ever good enough. And I think that's like, it's a flaw for sure, but at the same time, it's like one of my favorite flaws I've ever written. So yeah, Blood Runner is about a World Royale, World Battle Royale, and looking for the answers about his dead father.
Well, I've never heard of the term Blood Runner before, you know, reading this book, obviously, you know, but tell me about like just, you know, the terminology about Blood Runner. I mean, you kind of gave us a little bit about what it is, but, you know, where did it come from? Like, where did it start? Like, did you always know about that, or like, was that something you made up?
No, I made it up. There are some books out there. As I was researching my own book, Blood Runner, there are some books actually called Blood Runner, so I didn't come up with it myself. I did come up with it myself when I was thinking of the title. I was like, oh, this sounds super interesting and original, and no one's ever come up with it. And then there's like 30 books that's called Bloodrunner out there. But I am a huge fan, and I'm talking huge fan. I've seen it about 50 times of the movie Blade Runner. And fun fact, I don't know if you know, but Blade Runner as well as Twister were the first movies ever to be ported to DVD.
I did not know that.
I always tell people that when I bring up Blade Runner, because I was like, I named it after Blade Runner, by the way. And but I'm a huge fan of Blade Runner, big fan of Blade Runner, the original movie. And I was like, I have to have something that incorporates, I usually incorporate stuff that I always like into my works. This is technically my fourth book I've written. This is my debut book, however. And in all of my books, I incorporate something that's from my personal life that would just give it that extra touch of, you know, personality. And for Blade Runner, it was the title. So I came up with it from the inspiration of Blade Runner. And in the story, all people that go into the battle royale scene have to go to a Blood Runner Academy, and in order to get a license just to go blood running. So it's like, you can't just willy-nilly sign up to go blood running. You have to be licensed to do it. So for that, anybody that competes in battle royales are called blood runners.
That's awesome. Well, you know, obviously this is your first published book, like you said, but you've written four different books. Why did you choose this to kind of publish this one out for the world to see and keep the other ones locked up?
You're going to laugh because my other ones are series, right? So Blood Runner is a standalone. And I would like to get into Ormelia Publishing, which is my publishing company. I'm the founder and CEO of Ormelia Publishing.
Yeah.
And so because of I'm the founder, I did everything myself. I'm a one-man show. I was like, I need a book to put out. And honestly, if I have to be completely honest, it's the guinea pig book. It's the book that has to go out first because it's a standalone. I don't have to worry about a sequel. And if I mess anything up, I can clean it up quickly. I can get a feel of like how people are going to take the book. And I'm still extremely proud of this book. I love this book with all my heart. I wrote it again. It took 6 months to write, but at the same time, like every single word in this book I love. And, but at the same time, if I have to be completely transparent, it is the guinea pig book. It's the book that has to go out first to make sure that I know what I'm doing for my company.
So Ormelia Publishing, you know, is your brand new company. Obviously, you're talking about that before, but tell me about kind of the start to, you know, now where it is today, kind of getting this company all up in the up and running.
So like many other Americans, I started, like millions of other Americans, I had humble beginnings. You know, like we grew up extremely poor, moving from house to house, and I lived in trailer parks more than I lived in actual homes. And I was pretty content with that life because it's all I knew until I met my husband. And he pretty much like privileged the hell out of me. Like I didn't understand like what the nice life was until I met him. He's an officer in the Navy and he makes very good money. And he was able to, and I know this is going to sound so privileged. Like I know people who worked from nothing to get to where they are, but my husband was able to give me $5,000 out of his own pocket to start Ormelia. And from there it was all on me. Like I am completely grateful for what he's given me to start, but everything else has been on me, and all of the marketing, all of the books that have been marketed so far, it's all come from me. And the name Ormelia is an amalgamation of our children's names, Orin and Romelia. So it's Ormelia. So I wanted to do that to keep it like near and dear to our heart and make it something like very intimate. As for the future of Ormelia, I'm very proud to say that people are excited for Blood Runner. I've done extensive TikTok marketing. I've paid probably hundreds, almost $1,000 in marketing through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and just to get the word out there for just pre-orders of Blood Runner. And it's been working out so far really great. People are so excited to read it. And in the future, we are going to have more people submit to us, and we are going to publish their books. I am also wanted to say what makes Ormelia Publishing different from other indie publishers. The whole reason I started Ormelia Publishing was because I was dissatisfied with the indie publishing scene. And today, it is easier than ever to indie publish. Yeah. You can publish for free on Amazon KDP right now. If you have a PDF of your ebook, you can upload it for free and get a paperback and Kindle of your own book for free and start making money. That's great. But that wasn't good enough for me, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's a little, you know, crass. I get that. But at the same time, I was settling for other indie publishers that weren't going to give me what I was expecting of myself. And the whole reason I was settling was, if you have a book near you, pick up that book and look at the spine. And at the bottom is a lexicon or an icon of the publisher. And I wanted that. I wanted that lexicon to say, like, I was good enough. Somebody wanted me for their publication. That's the whole reason I was settling, was because I wanted that lexicon on the spine of my books. But I wasn't satisfied with just paperback. I wanted a hardback of my book. I wanted an audiobook of my book. And it hit me one day, just out of the blue. I was like, if I want to get this, I have to do it myself. But I don't want to just one and done this book or all of my other books and have it just out there willy-nilly, like kind of just and on the fly, where they can only find me from my name. So I created an entire company where everything could be under one roof, one umbrella, actually, and I could give that same quality to others. So I know, like, I didn't think it was fair that you could only go mostly to the big five, you know, Penguin, Macmillan, HarperCollins, you know, the big names,
yeah,
to get your just a hardcover. I don't think that's fair. So Ingram Spark, which is the website I'm using for distribution, is great because they let you do hardcovers and they have wide distribution. So like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Kobo, etc. And I have one of my good friends, Jack Rogers, and my other friend, Music by Fingers, doing the audiobook and audio engineering for my audiobook, which will be releasing on Amazon as well. Hopefully, I think on the day of release, which is January 15th, is when Blood Runner comes out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Is I was dissatisfied with the indie scene of publishing, and I said, I'm going to change it. So I am.
That is awesome. You know, and you are such a go-getter when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, you know, creating your own business and creating your own platform to then sell out your book too. I mean, it's been working out so well. And seriously, that's just so cool that you decided to just kind of get a jump start kind of on this big project too.
It did feel like I did it like out of the blue. And when you look at the track record of me like starting stuff, I will think of it, and then 5 minutes later, I'm filing for an LLC. Like
that's kind of like how it happened with me with my production company, Zila Productions. It's like, you know, you just one second you're like, okay, I'm just doing this by myself. Then the next minute, some, you know, tax guy's like, hey, you need to be a corporation. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, oh, great. Yeah, here we go.
For real. You need to protect your assets. You know exactly what you got here. And so like,
it's so smart.
I was thinking about, oh yeah, for real. Like I'm not going to get into the business side because that's a little boring, but like when it came to forming Ormelia, I was thinking about it for a good year because I was so dissatisfied with the indie scene and indie publishing scene. But when I finally bit the bullet, everything happened so fast that even my Twitter followers, I have almost 10,000 followers on Twitter, and all of them were like, where the hell did this come from, Shane? Like, because I just like, I went ghost for 3 days straight. I didn't post anything on my Twitter for 3 days straight because I was forming Ormelia, making the website, getting the book ready for editing, and like getting everything in line and like making sure my paperwork was right, that my taxes were going to be right, that like just all the boring stuff, right? And it took time. And I came back 3 days later with a Zen business account, and I was like, guess what, guys?
Showtime.
I did it. Showtime. Yeah. I did it. No, people were like, where the hell did this come from?
Well, Shane, seriously, I mean, you are such a go-getter, and this book is all about it, too. You know, it's called Blood Runner, and where can people find the book, by the way?
You can find the book at all major retailers. I'm talking Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, I think even Target. You can, like, on the Target website, you can order from Target, Walmart. If you can find it online, you can probably buy it from there. But it's definitely on the big two, which is Barnes & Noble and Amazon. You can find it there in hardcover, paperback, and ebook. And the audiobook is on the way.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for people to pick up the book, Blood Runner, and it's by Shane Smith. Shane, before you go, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people who listen out to our show, too, who are also our publishers themselves, or they're looking to start their own book, too. I mean, do you have advice for those who want to get in contact with you for your new publishing company?
Of course. If you visit OrmeliaPublishing.com or email me at agent@OrmeliaPublishing.com, I will be happy to answer any question you have. Writing is such an experience. Mm-hmm. We just got done with NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, which was this month. It just ended, where you have to write 50,000 words in a month. And a lot of people I saw on my TikTok feed, on my Twitter feed, you know, one lost, you know, ups and downs. Writing is not easy. It's mm-hmm. a lonely job because it's you and your brain at a computer, and very, very rarely do, like, I mean, we're in the internet age. There's a lot of people that do writing sprints online. You know, like, we get into a big Zoom call, six of us in a Zoom call, and we're all writing. But even at the end of the day at that, we're all quiet writing by ourselves. It's hard. And so if anybody has any questions, I would love to walk them through it, because I've done it. I know exactly what it's like to write four books mm-hmm. and over 100,000 words each, all of them. And it's hard, but it's rewarding. And when you get that book in your hands, when I open those books for the first time, I also have a YouTube channel, which is under Ormelia Publishing. I published a video of me opening my books for the first time. And it's the first time I ever saw my books in hardcover ever. And I almost cried because I was like, this is it. I finally made it. I finally got here.
That is so special. And it really is. And Shane, you're going to do some great stuff with some people who really deserve to have their book published. And I'm excited for people to also take a look at your published book too, Blood Runner. And it's on Amazon. Shane Smith, everybody, thanks so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Zach, for having me on. I'm so honored to be here.
Anytime. The Website Music Station, Z Radio Live, back and more, Zach Feldman Show. After this,
want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.